Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj Alday, and I have my co-host on the line. I have Taylor Danes, Medisa, and Andre, and tonight we also have a special guest as well. We have the mayor from the Starting Five. He's going to be sitting in and hanging out with us tonight. What is up, good people?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, how y'all doing? So tonight's show is
being brought to you by lovely Una, and that's my favorite song by her and Usher, because I got a little crush on somebody and I kind of like it or whatnot, so that's my song, and that's our song, and made me feel warm and fuzzy on the inside.
What?
Y'all better hush now.
Oh.
Y'all better hush. Warm in the fuzzy.
So, yeah, but that's what we're going to be doing tonight, and let me throw the disclaimer out there. We drink because we have a good time and we say derogatory things. We may offend and whatnot. That's what we do. If you don't like it, it's all right. It is quite all right, and that's what we do. But before we jump into our topic, Mr. Mayor, are you on the air with us?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on, y'all? It is your
hey.
That DJ named Hello. Five, your mom's favorite fat guy. What's going on, y'all?
What's happening? It's an old Friday night down here in the South. Hot.
What's up, boy? It's a boring-ass night up here in Brooklyn right now.
It's a boring.
Jersey ain't much better.
Oh, yeah.
Neither is Phoenix. So, it's
hot. I'm getting paid to be on the show with y'all tonight, so let's get this joint rocking.
All right. Paid by work, that is. He's working. So,
tonight, we're
talking about the things that are off limits when it comes to this dating thing. When I say off limits,
I'm speaking of, are your siblings friends off limits? Are your cousins exes off limits? Is that guy that I used to smash not even able to talk to my friends at this point? That's where we're going. Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to, since we like to let the people come in and hang out with us, we're going to allow Mr. Mayor, since he is our guest, to, we're going to open up the floor to him to see how he feels about some of these off-limit things when it comes to this dating world.
Okay, well, disclaimer, I am married now. I've been married for, this year be 9 years, 14 together total. So this is all pre-2000 me right now. But
okay.
Is it off limits? Is any of that off limits? Honestly, from a guy standpoint, I would say no. But it's realistically all dependent on how you feel about it at that time. Like, do you even care? Because little background on myself, me, back in the day, I was a dude who was scared shit to – I had no game, didn't really know how to talk to girls. I didn't get nobody like that, to be honest with you. Now, some people think otherwise, but that's a different story. But I know me, when my boys, if they had an ex or whatever, and, yeah, she was cute and all that, I wouldn't even think about it because it was my boy's ex. But also, I didn't want used goods that was close to me. And that was the thing. It was like I didn't want used goods from somebody that I knew right next to me.
Used goods.
Now, if it was somebody else, if it was somebody else's girl that you didn't know, completely different story. But when it comes to the sibling and somebody you used to deal with, I got a story for y'all on that when y'all ready, but not yet. I'll save it.
Okay. So we're gonna stick with you not wanting nobody's used goods. Used goods.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Well, this is how we're going with it. That's what we're gonna start off with.
Medisa, how you feeling?
Okay. So, I will not. If somebody's my friend, like we cool, you know, we don't necessarily have to be like people. We don't have to talk every single day.
Okay.
But if it's somebody that I've kicked it with and been cool with like that, I just will not talk to their ex or their baby daddy, not knowing it's somebody that they've been messed with. You know what I mean? But just some person that I know of, then, you know, I might know you and say hi and know of you, but I don't know anything other than your name and maybe if you went to the same school or whatever the case may be, that's not off limits. Definitely not going to smash anybody that has smashed a real-life cousin or, you know, the people you didn't grow up with, your mama's friends, daughters, you know, their exes. That's not going to happen. As far as siblings, their friends, that's one of those things. I don't have any brothers, but I have cousins that are like brothers, and I think that's kind of touchy because I would try not to, because if the situation would go bad, then knowing how my cousins feel about us girls in the family, you know what I mean, that could potentially cause a real big problem, you know what I mean, and I wouldn't want that the relationship ending or anything like that to come in between their friendship. So I just steer clear away from, you know, those type of situations. So for me, it's just, nah, I'm cool. I'm cool on that.
Okay. Taylor?
Okay. So here's the thing. All right, check this out. I'm not dealing with none of my friends' man, point blank, period. Once you've had him, that is your man. That's your man forever. I don't care what happens. It's a no-no. Like, if you guys are still together, that's cool. You break up. I don't know this dude. I'm not going to say hi to him. I'm not going to say bye. I'm not going to do none of that. That's just me. Like, yeah, okay, hey, hi, how are you? Y'all together? That's fine. Okay, y'all broke up. He just ceases to exist to me. As far as, like, family members, I don't really have any cousins per se. I only have younger brothers, so I definitely don't want to date any of their friends. So, yeah, no. Mm-mm. And I would expect that my friends would be the same way. I have distanced myself from some people because I felt like they were trying to get in between me and my man. Well, not even trying. Like, she tried it. And she failed. Like, all the way tried it. And she tried me in the process because she tried to make me think I was crazy.
Ooh.
Like, hey, no, girl, that ain't true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Like, I got to find out weeks later that you didn't call him in the middle of the night to come give you a ride. Why are you calling him?
Oh,
are you still friends with the girl?
Of course not.
And now, how did you find out? He told you, or they just got it got messy?
It was, I don't even know how it came about. I was trying to be like Imaj and have a civil conversation, okay? Rather than being loud.
I try to do that.
Yeah, I know you do. And I appreciate you. And I was like, all right, let me try to be civil and try to talk out how I feel so that way I don't just fly off the deep end and look crazy. So I was like, you know, I kind of feel like there's something going on between y'all two. Like, I don't know what's happening. Like, you know, it's just y'all are friends, but y'all are friends. Like, y'all just talk shit all day. But then when I come around, it's like it's an issue. And it was like, no, it's not like that, whatever, whatever. Keep going in the conversation. Now you're trying to make me think. One thing that I cannot stand is you. If I'm telling you it's a problem and you trying to make me think that I'm just making this up. I'm like, but I'm almost certain if the shoe was on the other foot, you would definitely feel some type of way. So now we're going back and forth, and he kind of just like, if I remember, he kind of just blurted it out at me. And I was like, okay, cool. And I didn't say nothing else about it. I went directly to her apartment. I didn't pass go. I didn't collect $200. I went straight to her house. Like, her house.
Yeah.
She like, hey, what's up? Nah, we ain't know what's up. We got issues. We got a problem. It's a situation. I need for you to tell your boyfriend to take your kid. Because we got some stuff to work out here. It was like, well, I didn't have nobody else to call. I don't give a damn if you didn't have nobody else to call. Why are you calling my man in the middle of the night to give you a ride home from work? You feel what I'm saying? Because if the shoe was on the other foot, you would be like, you would have a whole heart attack about somebody even saying something to your dude, and your dude clearly wants me, like, for certain. And I came to you directly more than once, like, you need to talk to him, you need to deal with that. I'm not coming around until you fix that whole situation, because this right here is crazy.
Yeah,
but you
know,
for
some reason.
That was a big four-way mess.
Yeah, and I came to her more than once, and I was like, "Look, I'm not too good with signals and hints, and I kind of feel like your dude is hitting on me, and I really don't appreciate it." She was like, "Oh, No, he just friendly, yada, yada, yada. No, 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 no. I don't think that's what that is. Like, me and her are friends on Facebook, but now you done friended me. I blocked you. So now you made up another page to friend me?
That's OD.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And every time I was put in an uncomfortable situation, I came directly to her. Like, I didn't go tell nobody else. Like we lived close enough where I could just go to her house. Anytime there was a problem or he said something that I didn't feel comfortable with, even though we were still friends, we still worked together too. I was like, every time there was a situation, I went directly to her like, look, you need to talk to him about this. I'm uncomfortable. And it got to the point where I stayed away because of that. But now it's like I'm giving you this common courtesy. Like, I'm trying to tell you the shit to fix in your own backyard, but now you're trying to come over in my backyard and start some shit. Oh, no.
That's what we
don't
do.
I can't be bothered.
Miserable.
Yeah, I can't be bothered. I mean, I see her from time to time, and it's like, hey, how are you? How's every? I'm good. And that's the end of the conversation. Like, I'm okay. Everybody okay? Oh, I heard you had the twins. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, I had the twins. They cool. You got a picture? Nope.
Mm. Well, mama ain't got no picture. Well, mama ain't got no picture of her baby in her phone.
Exactly.
This me, if I don't fuck with you, me. You can ask. I don't fuck with you. No, I don't got no picture.
If she's
call
like,
me what you want.
They want the wallpaper on your phone.
Exactly.
Okay. Right.
You can't
see that either. But my thing is, this chick like. Is she, like, delusional? Is she crazy? Like, where's her common sense? Like, you know, and first of all, you're supposed to be my friend. Bitch, you don't need to be calling my man unless there's something wrong with me and I tell you to call him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to pick up the phone. If you were stranded, you should have picked up the phone and called me, not him, because you didn't completely violate it at that point. You know what I mean? So then you
exactly.
Didn't get your, I'm going to read you your rights and... civilization is coming out of me at this point. I don't care. I'm not being civilized. I'm not going to be ladylike. I'm just going to let you have it because that's inappropriate. You cannot do that. Some stuff people should just
know
how to do.
And I tried to be mature about it. I was like, all right, let me just hear her side of the story because maybe I slightly might be overreacting because everybody knows I'm a little touched. So I was like, maybe I'm overreacting, and I'm just going to listen and hear this out, and I'm going to just be mature about it. But as she started talking, I realized it wasn't because I'm a little touched. It wasn't.
Yeah. She just completely was out of order, and that's just disrespectful. Like, that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the thing is that.
My bad. I said she didn't know no cab numbers either.
That's what I'm saying. And this was pre-Uber and pre-Lyft days. Like, this was before, like, this was right around the time where Facebook started getting popping. Like,
but
this
yellow
so,
cab
I mean,
still running. It's yellow cab everywhere,
it sure
right?
enough was. It sure enough was.
Well, this is my thing that I don't understand about people. People will do stuff. Chicks especially will do things when it comes to other people's relationships and they be ready to beat the hell out of somebody for that exact same thing. If you would have flipped the script and called her dude, then there would have been a problem. But then somewhere in her delusional mind, she felt like that was okay. And no. So I don't blame you. Like, I would, man, please. She's crazy. And then the fact that you're going to go as far as creating a whole other Facebook page, bitch. Is you obsessed with me? Like, do you like me on the down low? What's going on? Like, cause you need to
like
get your
whole like
life
I don't
together.
I don't even know like what the, like what all of that was about. But like every time I told her about her dude like saying something out of the way to me or like making a comment, it would just be laughed off. And I'm like, you don't like. This ain't a problem for you because
she.
I mean, it's getting out of hand now. Like, I done came to you more than once. And it's not that I'm, you know, I'm trying to be rude or whatever. Or I'm not trying to be funny. It's just that, that's you're putting me in an uncomfortable position because, to me, my friends are my family. So
exactly.
Now you're putting me in a weird position. I have to say something because it's
exactly.
Not going to come back like, oh, well, I said X, Y, and this to her and she ain't say nothing. No.
Right.
But she just never, it was just never addressed, and it was kind of like, huh? It's like, oh, okay.
She obviously is an anything goes bitch, so that's what I'll call her.
All right, there now. Dre, how you feeling about this? Y'all know I always say my thought process for last. So, Dre.
I don't like it because it happens. I mean, it happens to everybody. And especially down here because the niggas in North Carolina are just terrible. They don't give a damn if they're your friend or not. They will still try to holler at your girl while you there in their face, or they'll wait till you leave and try to damn do some more sneaky shit.
Just bold.
This is true.
Just bold. Like, I can't get mad because, like, it's a difference between if you dating that person and y'all been going out for a long, long time or for a couple of months or whatever. But if y'all just recently started talking, you can't say nothing. You can't get mad because I remember March the 7th, 1995. Never forget this shit.
Really? Really?
2019. I would never forget this because, for one, it was our
time was on the clock.
Oh,
1995.
It was 12 o'clock, man. It was our release day.
I graduated from high school in 95. Lord, have mercy.
I was in the eighth grade, girl.
Well, this was March.
Don't make me feel
March
old, damn.
1995, because the album, the What came out. I think it was the Nine album, whatever the name, the first Nine album. The one that had What You Want Now and all that bullshit. So I'm in the mall going to get the album. And I was in there like 2 days before. And it was this little shoe store in there. And the girl that tried to holler at me, whatever. So we exchanged numbers. We sitting there, we talking. But I messed around after I got the number, I told my boys, you know what I'm saying? I was bragging on her, like, God, this shit is good, this, that, and the third, yada, yada, yada. So I go in there to get the album, peeked around the damn corner, this motherfucker's over there talking to us. I just told this nigga that I got the number, so he felt like, dudes down here feel like, well, shit, if you can get the number, anybody can get the number. And that's directly towards anybody. It is it's just stupid. And then another time I remember the chick I was supposed to have married or whatever, she kept accusing me of trying to fuck her friend because her friend always wanted me to pick her up to go to work because they used to work together, but she never wanted, whenever I drove the car to take my ex to work, she always wanted to ride. But when she's driving by herself, she never asked for a ride. So she kept saying that I'm trying to holler at the girl, and I never said nothing to the chick out the way. And then I messed around when I caught the charge at the motel room and shit because my ex was cheating on me and shit. That night, couldn't find out I wound up screwing her. So,
oh, so you're a whole trifling-ass spirit.
Oh, yeah, I got more. I got more. This is
real. Ew.
Because dudes are so trifling, I don't like, I can't stand a dude that'll brag.
But you're one of them.
And you know, I don't like dudes that'll brag and be like, yo, my girl didn't get touched, this, that, and the third, like, she loyal to me, blah, 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 blah. And then the whole damn time, she know he cheating, and then she's sitting there flirting with me or any of the other homeboys. And so I So,
damn.
Okay, your conversation is done. What? Why my
conversation got to be
And you wonder why sometimes I'm like, you're such a slime ball.
I ain't no slime ball. It's the difference between If I'm sitting there trying to holler at the person, trying my best to get it, you know what I'm saying? That's slime ball. But I'm just sitting there minding my damn business, just chilling, and then she coming on to me, and then he bragging how much she can't get stuck, and she can get stuck.
But just go ahead and fuck her, huh? Just go ahead and fuck
her.
You old trifling ass spirit. I'm glad you ain't no girl, and I'm glad you ain't my friend, because I'd fuck you up on sight. I'm just glad and let you know. I'm glad you ain't a girl, and I ain't got to worry about nothing. Because if you would have did that to me, I promise you, you would not be allowed to tell that story this day.
Well, girls are just damn bad. It's like when women be out here bragging to their girlfriends about what their man doing for them and what they doing sexually and all that bullshit, and then know something, he come around to teach you that told all the juice.
No, that's nasty. No, that you can't say all chicks is like that. That's nasty hoes is like that.
I'm going to tell you like this, him. I'm going to tell you like this here. Okay, it's my time to tell my part. Okay. So, no, that shit ain't cool. I've had my brother's friends. I'm going to say this. My brother had this one good-looking friend, like good-looking, back in when we was in high school. He was cute and all. I had, you know how you have a little crush on somebody? Because it was a little teenage crush. And so then I was like, okay, I can't talk to my brother's friends because I don't want my brother talking to my friends. Because me and my brother are only like 3 years apart. So I don't want him talking to my friends. I ain't going to talk to his friends. But as I got older, his friend matured and got a little bit older and nice looking too. Like he aged gracefully. And so I was like, okay. But I never crossed that line because he's still my brother's friend because he was in my brother's wedding and I got to walk down the aisle with him and everything. Like, we look good together, but then, you know, it don't work like that. But I just can't date my siblings' friends. True story, I kid y'all not. This is how small the state of North Carolina is, okay? I had an ex from college. We dated for a while after college, you know, during college and whatnot, and it was nice, you know what I'm saying? But we went our separate ways on some bullshit because, like, I'm going to tell y'all this whole story because there's pieces to this story. Y'all need to understand it. Okay, so while I'm in college, I started dating him. He and I had classes together. So that's how we started dating. You know, we got close through classes. So one day, my homegirl was like, hey, you know, I've been talking to this dude named XYZ. I'm not going to say his name because he may listen to the show every once in a while. I don't know. He is friends with me on my Facebook page. And I've been talking to this guy. He's really nice and he seems really cool. Oh, okay, girl, yeah. Oh, okay. Fine. I didn't think anything of it because there was no last name given or anything. So she's like, oh, I have to go, you know, we're out and about one day. And she's like, hey, I have to go drop this off at such and such a dorm. Okay, so I'm looking at the dorm we're going to. I was like, oh, I know somebody in this dorm. I know a couple of people in the dorm because it was a football player's dorm, you know, and I was always playing football, and I love the guys who play it. So, okay, fine. So I go around to my, while she's dropping off, I go around to my friend's room to see if he's there or whatnot. He's not there. Okay, whatever. So I go back to the dorm room that she's in, and I knock on the door, and my classmate answers the door. And he's like, what are you doing here? I was like, is such and such here? he was like, yeah, she's in the bathroom. I was like, oh, so you're the guy that she's been seeing? And he was like, what? I was like, well, she seems to have, like, a mad super crush on you, and she's really liking the situation. I was like, oh, that's the situation? Okay, cool, fine. I stopped talking to him because she just seemed so gung-ho about it, and we still had classes together, so we're still sitting there talking about, you know, our next project, and she walks in the room, and she's like, hey, so y'all know each other? I was like, yeah, this is the guy that's in my class that I told you I was doing the photography project with. And she was like, oh, okay. So she's now putting two and two together. I was like, okay, whatever. So time goes by. Christmas break comes along. He sends me an email. He's like, hey, I'm back home right now, but, hey, look, listen, when I get back to school, we need to talk. We need to have a conversation. Cool, fine. So we have a conversation. We then determined, okay, we really do like each other, so we're going to really do like. He's no longer talking to her, whatever, but we're really going to have a real-life date. Well, she starts stalking him for whatever reason, and now she's mad because now she's finding out that he and I are dating. So she throws a fit. I said, you know what, I've known you longer than him. We've been friends. Okay, fine. We'll cut it off. Well, after the whole trying to sleep with multiple guys that I knew, I stopped talking to her altogether. So I was like, okay, so you mean to tell me I really just let go of a relationship for your trifling ass because you wanted to go school with everybody else that I know? Okay, so he and I did eventually get back together at one point. Okay, so we can break up because distance sometimes does make the heart go fonder, but it also still makes other issues happen too. So we break up or whatnot. So let's fast forward to what? How much? About 2 or 3 months ago, Trey?
Yes, because I got cussed out the same day.
Okay, so about 2 or 3 months
ago. What'd you do?
Listen, I was laughing at the situation, and she cussed me out because I was laughing. Listen, 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 listen. So, y'all know I'm from a real small town. So, I get out of church, I go to my mama's house, and I'm sitting there, I'm watching Fire Stick, minding my business. So, my mama comes into the living room, and she says, hey, do you know a guy named such and such? First of all, how do you know that name? So I said, yeah, me and him did it while I was in college. He was like, that's what he said. What the heck is going on? Y'all, tell me why. This Negro showed up at my mom's house with my cousin, and they have a baby on the way, and they dating.
Now,
then,
nice.
So,
that's not funny.
It isn't funny as I think about it, but
it is hilarious.
That shit is a hilarious. And when she told
me, I
laughed my ass off. And the whole time we were going to get food, I got on that.
I probably would have too.
But listen, I didn't even have. So this is how he figured it out. So he's standing in my mother's living room, and in my mother's living room, there are multiple pictures of all of us, me, my brother, my daughter, everybody, right? So he's standing in front of the way my mother's living room is set up, there's a big screen or whatever, and behind the large screen television are pictures, you know, because they're strategically put around. And he says to my mother, I know them. But my mama says, you know who? And he says my name and my daughter's name. And she says, well, how do you know me? Well, I used to date your daughter while I was in college, and me and her are still friends. In front of my pregnant cousin that is having his baby.
Oh, Lord.
Did your cousin know this, though?
So, listen, this is one of my cousins who, she and I, we didn't quite grow up together, but we're cousins. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not like my first cousin. She's more like my second or third cousin. Okay? So, like, we're all, like, me, her, and my other cousin, Ashley, we're all the same age. So, and why, she didn't know him, and I get that, like, I get that part, because I'm not mad at that situation at all, like, I don't care, but the fact of the matter is just, like, that circle is just way too small, and dude, did she not tell you where she was from, because there's only two places on earth named this place, and I'm from it, I'm from the small one, and she's from the same dang on place. So you all didn't think about it? We even went to the same college. I get it. Like, you understand what, uh-huh. So keep in mind, I want you to keep this in mind as well, that he still likes to jump in my inbox and shit. Now, and I had started putting stuff together. I said, now you just jumped your ass in my inbox back in November. I know how to count. She was pregnant in November. So was there a reason why you jumped your ass in my inbox? Is there a reason why you jumped your ass in my DM? Is there a reason why you blowing up my Instagram constantly if it's something sexual and making sly-ass comments? Sir, if you don't get to your lane, I'm going to ruin your situation. Get to it. Stay there.
How far along pregnant was she?
She's due this month. She was good and pregnant in November. Right? She's due this month,
yeah,
like she was day now.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was. Yeah.
She was.
Yeah,
that
baby.
She probably. Was
yeah, that baby was
over.
Cooking. Yeah, that baby was cooking for a minute in there.
She was probably around that time she wasn't giving him some or something. And so he was probably feeling some kind of way.
But you still do it now. You still do it now.
Gotcha.
Well, so how did he end up with a baby? Like, did he just get caught?
How
did
they end up
like,
with a baby? Do you not know how babies
no,
are
no,
made?
No, I'm not saying it like that. No. I'm saying, was it one of those things where they were in a relationship? No, I know how the hell they end up with the baby. I mean, that didn't come out.
So he explained it because I did reach out to him and say, hey, my mom told me you stopped by our house. And he was like, yeah, he told me the story just the same way as my mother told it. So there was no lies or nothing in there. And I said, so what is the situation? I was like, how long have y'all been dating at this point? He was like, well, you know, she and I have been friends. I was like, yeah, I noticed that you and her were friends on Facebook. Like, who, so what? Y'all are friends. People have friends every day. You know what I'm saying? And so he was like, it just kind of trickled into that. I said, oh. So then you had sex, and then you're having a baby. So you really are just having, like, you're having legit ass sex, like sex, like we ain't fucking nobody else on fucking your ass raw, and I'm going to get you pregnant. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you still want to rub on my ass. I need to understand.
Oh, my.
And then I'm trying to really figure out how that really works, because sometimes, like, I know, you know how you grow up. Like, I don't even know what the conversation is like, because she had even prior to this, she had stopped by my mom's house before by herself. And the thing is that she's looking at a piece of land that's across the way from my mom's, because all the land that's right there in that particular area is owned by my family. So her grandfather gave his piece of land to whoever owned that or whatever. And then my great-grandmother gave my mother her land. So she's trying to figure out which piece of land is theirs. So I told her to go downtown. Why are you back here? Like, if you never would have brought your butt back here, I would have never known the situation. I would have been like, oh, okay, so what? But now I'm trying to be respectful of your situation, but your man won't let me be respectful, because I can be very inappropriate. and you mess around, then I'm being inappropriate. And I don't want to be inappropriate because I want to act like I got good sense and I was raised properly. Right. I was raised right. I'm trying
I mean,
not to show
we know, we know what that's like to be, you know, I've been raised to be a lady, but if somebody takes me to that point, I'll be real inappropriate and not ladylike.
And that's why I was like, and I told him, I said, I'm trying not to be inappropriate. I'm trying to respect your situation. And then he tried to be funny. He was like, well, I thank you so much for trying to be inappropriate, no, to be appropriate, but I want you to be inappropriate sometimes. Like, see, don't say no slick shit with sex on top of it to try to get me. Stir your life all the way up into every single piece that you think it won't. I done told y'all, tell your mama I ain't coming home. That's how it is. So, you know, I'm going to need you to get to your lane, and I'm going to need you to stay there because I don't want to have to put my butt on you. I don't have to. But anyway, so literally I really don't want nobody dating my motherfucking cousin. Okay.
Right.
Now,
right.
I have had to let friends go because they tried to talk to my baby daddy. As trifling as my baby daddy is, I did let one girl go because she tried to mess with my baby daddy. Matter of fact, I almost left her ass in Virginia Beach, but my friends told me not to leave her in Virginia Beach because her mama was not going to come get her.
Oh,
she was even a problem with her mother's men, huh?
I don't know. Because there's a situation with this. Even though me and my daughter's father had, like, literally just broke up, but we had already planned a group trip with our friends to go to Virginia Beach for the weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like, why we gonna waste our money? We still gonna go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm staying
with
my girls and you staying with your guys, we still going. So, like, the week before, she sends him, y'all remember when Black Planet used to be, like, the shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, she sends him a message on Black Planet saying, I'm going to get me a page on Black Planet.
Mm-hmm. Is Black Planet still even?
Not to cut y'all off, but yes, And the funny thing is people still be online. It was funny. I was sitting there, what, two nights ago, and I was just like, for some reason, I was like, you know, let me go look at this shit. Because every so often, I go look and see if my page is still active, and it is. That's still active, and my MySpace page is still active. Even though MySpace is a totally different planet now, but, yeah, Black Planet is still active, and people, funny enough, are still online. It's crazy.
Yep, and Manette still go hard.
You know what?
Wow.
That's a blast from the past.
I was all going to every now and then.
Okay. So Black Planet does still exist. And so this helper sends a message through Black Planet to say, hey, I'm so excited that we're going to go to the beach. Like, maybe we can hook up while we're there. Bitch?
Wow.
What? So y'all know my best friend, Renata, right?
Oh, no.
Y'all know Renata? Okay. Y'all live together. And this is at the time where me and Renata live together. Okay. So, my baby daddy shows me this information. I print it out, and I go home, and I tell my roommate, Renata, / best friend, / sister, / my ride or die for life, okay? She said, so she going to the beach still? I said, yeah, that bitch still going to the beach. She said, so what we going to do? I said, I don't know yet. So, I said, let's see what's going to play out, right? So, We go to the, I pick her up and whatnot, and we go to the beach, we ride, and we get it. We take my car. It's time to have, like, a nice little Honda full. So we ride, we get it, right? There, summer, just getting it. So we get there. Me and my baby daddy had already made our plan or whatever. So we're all hanging out on the strip. And so his roommate and my roommate kind of liked each other at the time. So we was like, let's just the four of us go out to dinner. We ain't going to let everybody else do what they want to do. We'll go out for dinner. So we're making the plan or whatever, and this bitch is over there hot like fire. You hear what I tell you? Because in her head, she thinks that she going to get to hook up with my baby daddy this weekend. Bitch, you are sadly mistaken. But okay, look at me and look at you. Not going to happen. But anyway, so she hot like fire. So we get back or whatever, and she was like, can I borrow your car? Borrow my car to do what? Because on this trip, only two people can drive my car. That's me and that's my roommate. Ain't nobody else driving this car but us. I said, where you got to go? I got to go meet this dude. Where you going to meet him at? You don't know this area. What are you going to know? So I said, let me stop you in your lies right now. You're going to meet my daughter's father. You want to try to smash, it is okay. Bitch, you need to figure out how you're getting back to North Carolina. Mine is two other girls with the three of us. So it's five of us total. So the other two girls are like, they're sitting there like dumbfounded, like, what the fuck just happened? Like, what? So I said, you need to get your shit. I don't know how you're going to get back to North Carolina, but you will not be riding back in my car. So my other friends were like, Jamie, you know, her mama not going to send no money up here for her to get bags or nothing, and ain't nobody going to come pick her up. That is not my problem and not my issue. She should have thought about that before she decided that she wanted to fuck my baby daddy. Keep in mind, this bitch has been my friend since the sixth grade. So, yeah. Bitch, I don't have room for bitches like you. So, we're coming. So, I did allow her to ride back. So, my ride or die is driving. Now, keep in mind, anybody who's ever been in a Honda knows that the heat and the air conditioner, for whatever reason, is always, it gets super cold or it gets super hot for whatever reason. So, keep in mind it's July. It's 90-plus degrees outside. The air conditioner is bumping. These heifers in the back seat say, hey, can you turn down the air conditioner just a little bit? I looked at my roommate who was driving at that time. And that bitch said, y'all better be thankful she ain't done anything else. I said, turn the air conditioner off. Roll all these goddamn windows down. You bitches will fry. Thank that bitch that's sitting in the middle.
You better than me. I probably would have set the air on.
No, the air was. I cut the air off.
I cut the heat on the roof.
What's that? I said, and then I said, you know what? And after that, I never spoke to her again. I dropped her ass off, and I never spoke to her again.
Bring her back home. If I left her,
she would have been left.
Which one of them complained about their hair that was messed up after all that heat?
The one who talking about some can you turn the air down? And all them bitches was, and then, you know, all them, I'm always a light-skinned chick, okay? Never fails. I'm always a light-skinned chick. Them chocolate they have us back there was us. They were sweating. They looked like they had Vaseline on their faces. As much sweat was drawing down their brow. I said, you hoes should have thought about that. Because I don't, no. She picked the right goddamn one in me. And so that's why I was like, say what?
No, no, go ahead, go ahead.
Well, she just, and then you know how sometimes you be like, you know what, ain't nothing ever good going to happen to you because of the shit you did to me, because I ain't do nothing to you. Nope. Mm. And that's probably why Dre called me a witch doctor.
So now, I was going to say now, the way that story went was perfect, kind of a perfect segue into me letting y'all know the story that I was going to mention to y'all. Since y'all talking about friends fucking up, fucking your exes or this or that or whatever, this was right in my own bedroom. Not literally in my bedroom, but right across from the other side. Where my parents live now, which I actually live next door to, me and my brother, we shared the room, the attic. I had two-thirds of the room. He had one. So this is how this story went. He was sitting. He just came home. He was sitting on my other side of the bed. I think I was on my bed watching TV. He was on his bed, whatever. He came in. No, it was the next day. He was like, "Yo," he's like, "Oh man, yo, I gotta tell you something. I don't know if I should tell you this, but I was like, just say it." He's like, but I don't know, man. I'm kind of scared." He's like, "Man, motherfucker, just say it." He was like, "I don't know." I was like, "Why? What happened?" And he's like, "I don't know if I want to say it." I was like, "Motherfucker, won't you just tell me?" I was like, "What'd you do? Did you go do something?" He was like, "All right, fuck it." She's like, "All right." So remember when I asked you to use your camera again? This is like year 2000-ish or so, 2000, I believe. This is when, like you mentioned, before Facebook. This was Black Planet time. This was literally Black Planet era, because my ex, this is how I met my ex, the one I call like my legit like first girlfriend in a way. I met her through Black Planet. He was like, "All right, you remember how I asked you about the digital camera? You told me it was up at your, I'll mention her name, so I don't give a fuck. You remember how he was like, it was at Lance's house?" I was like, "Yeah." I was like, because he kept asking me for it, because he was trying to get a picture online to send to this girl that he was talking to. He was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Yeah, I told you it was up there." And I was like, "I didn't know when I was getting it." And this is when we broke up. We was already broke up maybe like 2 or 3 months or whatever. And it was no hard breakup or nothing. We literally might have been together a total 5 or 6 months, but was still kind of fucking around after that. So, anyway, he was like, "Yo," I went up to go get the camera. I was like, "Oh, so that's where you bounced to?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "All right." So he's like, "So I got there, right?" I was like, I rang the bell, knocked on the door, and she answered the door. She was like, "Hi." She's like, "Yeah, you know, remember I told you I was coming, whatever, you know, Dan's brother." He's like, "All right, I came to get the digital camera. He told you I was coming." She's like, "Oh, okay, yeah, cool, all right." So he was like, "Yo," she invited me in, right? And she was like, "Come on in." She brought me to the room, and she was like, "Go ahead, sit down." She was like, she sat on the edge of the bed. And he was like, "Yo, so where's the camera?" He's like, "Oh, so you just gonna ask for the camera and bounce?" He was like, "Well, I came here for the camera." She's like, "Okay, well, sit down. Let's talk for a little while." So he was like, so they tried to, she was just talking for a little bit. She sat right next to him, got all close to him and all that. And he was just like, one thing led to another, and I fucked her. And so I just,
So I was like,
you can't see my face now, I'm sorry. I was like, "Oh, okay." Like, "So what?" I just looked at him, I started laughing and smiled, and he was like, "You mad?" I was like, "Nah, yo." I was like, "Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none." He just said, "Woo!" He literally, it was just like, Rikishi, Yokozuna, Kamala, and the Andre the Giant lifted all off of his chest at the same time. And he was just like, "Yo, I thought you was going to be so mad." I was like, "Yo, first and foremost, she's my ex. I don't give a damn." I was like, "I don't care. I mean, she's my ex, and she's an ex that I wasn't even worried about like that. Like, you know, like, I give a shit about everybody, but the way my mind frame is and the way my mindset is just like, you did it, oh well. Now, people don't think you could do that to my wife now. It's a different story, but it was literally like, at that time, it was just like, oh well, I wasn't going back to her anyway. And then, so I just took it mad lighthearted and laughed it off. And now it's just a story for me to tell other people because it's free. To me, I found it hilarious that she went up there. And then what was funny was what was it? Because I was still able to go up there and still hit anyway when I wanted to or whatever. And what was it? She told me she did it. Or some, like, I got to confess something to you. I was like, oh yeah, and in the back of my head, I'm laughing like, yeah, I know. And I was like, all right, so what do you got to tell me? She's like, oh, I had sex with your brother. And she's like, oh, I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. She's like, you ain't mad or nothing? I was like, nope. This is for what? What am I gonna be mad at? I mean, we're not together. We're not dating anymore. We're friends. We're cool. So. It is what it is. And she just, she had a weight lifted off of her also when I mentioned that. Because I was literally like, you know what? I don't care. It happens. We're not together no more. So be it. Hands clean, regardless. So I was good. But that was the story.
But, you know, she was nervous about telling you that because it's the principle behind it. Like, some things you just don't touch. You know what I mean? So she's probably why she didn't know what to. But I commend you for, for being that mature about it, because I probably would have beat the hell out of somebody. That's
nah.
Oh, for certain, with 100% certainty.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm being real honest.
Off of a 5 to 6 month relationship, y'all would get like that off a 5 or 6 month relationship.
It's the principle. It's not. It doesn't matter the time. It's the principle of the all. Like my sister, I'm not gonna go behind my sister or a brother or my best friend or somebody that's close to me. Like somebody I probably didn't sleep in the same bed with. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm not gonna go behind that person. It's the principle of it all. You know what I'm saying? And that's the shit that people don't understand. It may not be a big deal, and it might just been a little bitty thing. But people fail to miss that point. You know what I'm saying? Some shit you should just not do.
Oh, 100%. No,
you know what I
agree.
Mean?
I agree with that. But again, not everybody's mind is stable or secure enough to even let that go down or let it even pass. Because like I said, it's first and foremost, it's my brother first. So whatever happens after that, it don't matter. Plus again, she was an ex already. And she was an ex I was way past over with, because just to make it clear, where I'll let you even know how we broke up, and it was real simple. And if you want to call me petty for it, so be it. I broke up with her simply because she said I love you, and my standpoint on it was this. And she turns me over the phone. And Now, feel me though on this, though. My standpoint was like, look, I don't want to drag you along and have you feeling like you're deeply in love with me and I'm not even close to feeling the same about you. And
well,
that
that's maturity. That's being mature, because you knew you weren't ready for what she was bringing. You know, what she wanted, you didn't want. And that was a mature thing to do. That's not petty. That's being an adult. You know what I'm saying? That's manning up and saying, okay, look, we on two different playing fields at this point. You know what I mean? So maybe she kind of did it on some get back shit. Maybe her feelings was hurt or something because
she
probably
exactly
felt rejected.
And that's what she told me was she thought she was getting revenge on me, thinking
mm-hmm.
that it was going to piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back of my head, for me to know that she did that, I mean, I kind of felt she did that when he told me that she was doing that to think she was getting some kind of revenge on me or to piss me off. But my mind was so above and ahead of that, it didn't even come close to pissing me off. Like I said, it became a laughing matter to me. and it was laughable. And now another dynamic between the both of us, you know, we were still I would go up there and chill for like the weekend or whatever. We'd do whatever. We weren't even together. I even eventually got her pregnant too, which this is something even my wife knows that story because we had the conversation of have you had kids, whatever, before. And I was like, I always said I almost had a child, but I had to pay half on the abortion. And it almost happened. That's something my parents don't even know still to this day, that they almost had a grandchild back in 2000, you know. But it is what it is. It happened. I was, you know, I did adult things. We handled it like an adult. And now even the way I handled that, too, was I was on some grown-up shit ahead of my time already, too, because she told me it happened, and she's miscarried before, and she's a really bad diabetic. So I said I had to break it to her to even the abortion. I was like, look, let's be real. We're not going to be together. You know, we're friends, but we're not going to be together. I grew up in a two-parent household. My parents are still together to this day. If I wanted to have a child, I want to be in that. I want to be there with the parent, with the woman, regardless, because I believe in having a two-parent household. You know, and I'm good with mine and my three kids and my wife now. You know, I'm happy with that. But then I was just like, listen, I was just like, we're not going to be together. Number one, and I was like, number two, you don't want to have to possibly go through another bad pregnancy where you're going to lose the child anyway. Plus, with your diabetes, how bad they were, because there were times where she asked me to even help her with insulin shots and stuff like that. Bad. I was just like, so, you know, if you're going to carry this child and you still might lose it anyway, because the last two you almost had with your ex, you lost them all very quickly. So to not go through that again, I was like, you know, I would suggest let's do this and, you know, we'll be better off for it. And she was like, you know what, because I respect your opinion so much, and I mean so much, she was like, I'll do that. And then she did that. So I had to just come up and give her half the abortion money, and that was it. That was the end of the story. And I know she got it done. There's no kids hidden out there nowhere, because it was maybe about 5 or 6 years ago. She found me on Facebook. I seen she had a daughter with somebody. I think she's living in the South somewhere. She seems to be doing good. You know, more power to you. You know, hopefully you're doing all right with your life. And what was crazy, too, is her mother absolutely loved me. Her mother, I mean, like, loved me. But it is what it is. Got to do what you got to do, especially when you're not there. Like you say, you're not ready. You're not ready for that kind of seriousness. So that's what happened. Now, there was another thing that happened later on, but I'll save that for some off-the-show stuff. It was a phone call that happened. I sat back and I was like, oh, really? But I'm just going to let the listeners hang on that one, and I could tell y'all off air about that one.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my Lord.
And now all of this happened to a guy who never got nothing like that ever back in the day. I didn't really get anything until I was 20. Like, I look at her as, like, my legit first, like first, you know, first girlfriend, first true sexual encounter. And what was crazy about her, too, which I kind of felt something could have been funny. Not funny, but, like, you know, so, it was literally like I knew I could try to do whatever with her or do whatever with her sexually, because it was literally an hour and a half into meeting each other, we was already going at it. Like that quick. And when I can say almost everything was done. So that was a crazy first time. Crazy, crazy first time. But it is what it is. It's a piece of history in my books anyway. And it's a done deal. It's dead now.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, we have some interesting lives. But I'm going to I'm going to read some of these comments from the Facebook page to people who are off to the off limits category. Okay, so the question was,
I got some too when you're done.
Okay, who is off limits when it comes to dating? Miss Jerry says no one really. Dating is a way is way too different these days. Our friend Corey of the show, who is the most awesome in the world, says any significant other of a family member.
I got you.
O'Shea says your friend's exes, your parents, significant others. Aaron says his daughters. Well, you would think so if they are your daughters and we're talking about you dating. But anyway, you would think that. Keith says family members and married women. Janine says the dude I'm having sex with. Okay, and Kelly Boy said defined off limits. Well, I have a comment, but I'll say that for the, as the group, one of them people post, because I'd like to say some people like to fish for fucking friends on people's Facebook pages. My Facebook page ain't where you need to, it's not your fishing pool. I'm just going to say that, okay? All right. it's just, don't come over here fishing for my friends. They don't really like you like that. My friends are rude as shit like me. We really don't like people. We really don't. So please don't come fishing for friends on my Facebook page. But what you got over there, Medisa? What you got on your page?
I got Stacy says anybody that is already spoken for. Janika says anybody that my friends, family ever dated, like, slept, or was interested in a friend or family member of somebody that I was in a relationship with. Steve versus Bo says, no one, when you break up, you don't own that person. And Shatasha says, your kid's father, friends, or his family.
I get it. I do have a list of men that are, like, not all of the men of my life are off limits to some people. Does that make sense? There's certain ones that you can't touch, you can't look at, you can't do nothing with. I don't even want you to smile in that Negro's direction, bitch. Keep it walking. That's how I feel about certain ones.
You really just said you got a list of. So everybody had an interview. So it's like they got from your office.
Who is this person that you're trying to date? Oh, you him? Oh, you can't talk to him. Okay. Because those that are on that list, there was a very special connection. And I ain't talking no 5-6 month type shit. I'm talking about some years. You know, there's one in particular. Like, why are you looking in his direction? Why? Is there a reason? So, yeah, because I'm always going to have a slight special place for that person. As much as they probably get on my goddamn nerves, I'm always going to have that one soft spot. It may not be as big as my pinky toe fingernail, toenail, but it's a soft spot.
Okay. I'm with
you on that. You know, but certain ones you can have. Like, if I've gone ahead and said, you can have that one. Good luck. Hopefully it's changed. Just like, okay, so listen, so true story. Okay. One of my old coworkers. Okay, so we're in the office. This is before we come home to work or whatever. And so we're in the office or whatnot. And I walk by her desk. And I see a picture of this guy. And I was like, wait a minute, I know this guy. I know him. Like, he wasn't my boyfriend. But I know him, you know? Like, I know him. Get it?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. So I got to figure out a way to try to talk to her and see, like, you know, who this person is to her. So we eventually ended up in the same group of workers or whatever doing the same job because, you know, we could transition between different jobs in my job or whatever. So, you know, so we end up on the same team together. And I was like, oh, who's that guy in your picture? You know, I'm nosy as shit. So. And she was like, oh, that's my boyfriend. Oh, okay. Good. He looks familiar. And she's like, well, he's from here. I said, well, where are you from? She was from New Orleans. I was like, oh, okay. I said, how long have you been living here? She's like, oh, about a year now. I was like, okay. I said, how long have you been dating? She was like, oh, me and him have been dating for about 6 months. Oh, okay. Cool. I said, he just looks so familiar to me. And I was like, I said, is his name Jazz? And she was like, that's his nickname. I said, well, his real name is Jeremiah. And she was like, yeah. I said, oh, did he go with Iowa State? And she was like, yeah, that's the college you graduated from. I said, oh, I said, I knew he looked me. He was in the back. That's how I know him. So, she was like, oh, so you went to one of those? I was like, no, honey, I'm not one of those. I went to the other HBCU down the street. Because we're a little bit better than them, but anyway. So come find out that's her boyfriend. That's now her husband. And I was like, oh, okay. She was like, did y'all date? I was like, no, not really. I was, we're just friends. She's like, y'all still friends now? I was like, I haven't seen him in years, like on top of years. But in the back of my head, I was like, good luck. Reason why I was saying good luck is because that was trash back in the day. That's why it never worked. You, Dre.
Huh?
Dre.
Yes.
What are you doing? Remember the story I told you about the dude I fell fully asleep on while he was trying to do something special?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one right there. Sir, please, no, I'm sweet. Like, full ass, breath changed, breathing pattern just gone all the way to full ass sleep mode. The fuck?
Oh, damn.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's why
that's
I
a
say,
tragedy.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, girl. Yeah, girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a tragedy.
And it wasn't even, and it liked it for y'all to like to tell it, it wasn't even a pain. It was, it had the itch on it. And it was boring and terrible. And she made it seem like it was the best. She made it seem like it was the best shit ever. Like, the fuck, what? He must learn something new because that ain't what they used to be like.
You should have asked her. You should have asked her. Have you ever fell asleep on him yet while y'all doing the bad thing?
Oh, hell no.
You know what? I did tell the story to her. I did tell her that story. I didn't tell who it was.
You were dropping subliminals on how bad it was, and she just wasn't picking them up.
Right. But that's not her husband, so obviously she liked it enough to marry it.
Hey, like they say, different strokes for different folks, right?
Or no stroke at all.
Mm. Oh, wow. Mm.
No Clarence Carter at all? No, I be stroking.
Oh, my God. It was like watching paint dry. Oh, my God.
Oh, are you serious?
No. Y'all.
Yeah, that's
know good
bad.
Well. Y'all know if I tell you about some bad shit, that's some serious shit. I would have just been like, you know what? You know, there's a video that one of the people on my Facebook page had posted, and it's just like you got to tell sometimes that some dudes just got some bad things. They just got some bad. Just like sometimes you need to tell a chick that she got some bad cooter. You know what I'm saying? Like, your monkey is not
well,
the best. That
that's
shit is
not a bad.
Wait
a minute. Wait a minute. The monkey, you say, the monkey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the cooter. That's what she said. Bad cooter.
The cooter
monkey.
And the monkey.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Your monkey is not lined with gold.
Oh, okay.
Well, Oh, wow. Well,
she said monkey and cooter.
Oh,
I
Lord,
said,
she must have no print. I wonder if it's bad because I wonder if it's bad because she don't have no tread left on it. No, I'm just saying. Is that what makes it bad? I wonder.
You know what I'm saying? Like it was. If you like it, honey, I love it. But I couldn't understand. Mm-hmm. Like she would just be like, "Oh, it's just so awesome." I'd be like, "Bitch, what?"
Maybe she ain't
like
never had better.
You know what? Well, that's what I thought too. Because I can introduce you to some good shit.
I didn't know how it is to
some crack cocaine.
You stupid. It's like eating or drinking. Like, you know what I mean? You eat a certain food and you be like, "Oh, this is the best ever," and then you go to a top notch 5-star restaurant and you like, "Oh, this is what I've been missing." And maybe, you know what I'm saying, that she is just like, you know, she probably ain't never, you know, maybe she can't afford to get a burger from Five Guys and she just has to go to McDonald's and get a burger. So she thinks that quarter pounder with cheese, that double quarter pounder is the stuff. But she ain't never been to Five Guys.
That snazz is going to give you the bubbly gut.
No.
Hey, well, some people think hood Chinese food is real Chinese food.
Right, exactly. Mm. Like, some people really don't, you know, like, I eat Japanese food, so some places I'm like, they're like, "Oh, this is so good, this Japanese food good." No, that ain't what I eat. Mm-mm. I need some more upscale
Japanese food. It's like tacos, if you think about it, because, like, before, I mean, honestly, when I lived in Indiana, you know what I mean, I thought Taco Bell was Mexican. You know, I thought it was like tacos.
Mexican?
Like, yeah, I thought Taco Bell was like, okay. No, I mean, not like I knew it wasn't authentic, but, you know, like when you have a taco, you think, okay, it's a taco. You get the taco, you got the little meat or whatever. But then I come here and I get some real deal tacos, and I'm like, "Oh, shit, this is what I've been missing. This is real. These is real tacos." You know what I mean? Like that kind
of
thing.
Taco Bell is the taste of gentrification.
Okay.
Yep. Because you can't, I'll eat Taco Bell if I just want a quick taco, but honey, I will go sit my ass down in a Mexican restaurant, eat me some authentic Mexican food, and be mad in an hour. Because my stomach going to be like, "Bitch, what? What are you doing?"
Okay.
Why did you think this was okay?
Why did you think this was fine?
Because I wanted a motherfucking taco. Just like today. Like, all right,
now
always,
you got the taco. Now you got the taco. Now look.
Now I'm sitting over here looking angry, mad, because my stomach just slowed down. Beat to the gold. Yeah. Oh, God. But yeah, I can't. Mm-mm. It's just some stuff. I just can't. I can't. Like I said, I can introduce you to some crack cocaine-ish type stuff. I don't know if they got brothers or not, but you can't have mine, but I can introduce you to some shit.
Girl, what you say?
I know some hair wrong.
Oh.
Flashback.
Like, shit.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Bless me.
I'm just,
as I get ready to talk. Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying. I know that feeling, honey.
She
already know that brand of hair wrong.
I would say you got the hair on, but it was all stepped on, though, so it might not be the same cut.
You know what?
You don't want nobody to use good.
No,
no.
What about you?
But, hey, I don't know who had it before I had it, but I don't know them, and thank you for letting it go. I just let me put it like that. Jesus Christ.
Thank you for letting it go.
Bitch, you can have them back now. Gets on my nerves.
That's me. You can have them back.
Come get him. Come get him,
Thank
ma'am.
You for letting me borrow him really quickly.
Mm-hmm. You can have him back. I'm going to send him back the same way he was when you sent him here.
I'm trying to find it. It's in my phone somewhere. It's a meme that says, all that dope shit I taught you, you forget it when I leave you.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to
go ahead and forget that, partner. You won't give another bitch the shit I taught you. The fuck? They do that, eh? This night has been very interesting. Y'all funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
I had wine tonight. I ain't have liquor. I had wine. It was really good, too. The lady at Total Wine said, hey, since you can't find the one that you want, because how y'all out of my favorite wine? Both of them. Do you know how disgusted I was when I walked into that store? But it's raining. I had my mouth set. You know how you have your mouth set for something?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, you know what? That's what I need in my life. I'm going to get it. I went directly to the aisle that I knew I needed to be at. It's on aisle 2, section on the second row. I knew where I was going. Empty. I said, okay. If this section is empty, say what?
No, I was going to say, you went in the store like the mayor and do the right thing. Where is the Miller High Life? Where is the Miller High Life?
It's supposed to be right here. And so I said, well, maybe it's in the other place that they like to have it. So I went to aisle 7 and went down a little ways and looked on the top row. Well, they didn't have it. So I said, well, shit, bitch, what the fuck? And the lady started to look on my face. She was like, do you need some help? I said, well, the wine that I'm looking for, I don't see it, and it's not in the section that it normally is in. And I said, and I even looked in the section that it could be in. I said, but it's not there. She was like, well, what kind is it? And I tell her what it is. So we go look at the computer, and she's looking to see if they got cases. Because, bitch, I'm willing to buy a fucking case if that's all y'all got. Okay? Because obviously, y'all moving shit around in here, and I ain't used to this. So she was like, it looks like we're out. She said, but I have something else for you that you might like if you like that. And honey, she was right. So tomorrow, I will be going back and getting me another bottle because clearly I have drunk all of this one. Okay? So, yeah. But this show has been awesome tonight. And I want to thank the mayor for hanging out with us tonight and sharing his wonderful stories with us. Before we got about 6 minutes left. So we're going to, because, you know, sometimes we like to shoot the shit right there at the end. So go ahead and get your shout-outs in for the night, Mr. Mayor, and tell us all about what you got coming up within the next week or so.
Well, thank you very much. And I definitely plan on being back with y'all because this was fun, funny, and all that good stuff. But, like I said, it's me, your boy, the mayor, that DJ named H5, mom's favorite fat guy from deepest, darkest Africa. I'm the owner of the Talk of My Team podcast network and StartingFiveShow.com. I'm the lead host on the StartingFiveShow.com for the podcast. I'm a co-host. For Politics Aside, you can find all that on thestartingfiveshow.com. Follow us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn Radio also. Shout-outs to my family. Shout-outs to y'all for sure. Definitely making me make it a point to eventually get out of North Carolina and get drunk and have fun with y'all. Shout-outs to my team, JP, K-Dot, who's All Starting Five family. A shout out to my boy LG, the former co-owner of Talk of My Team Network. He's moved on to his own venture, a little clothing line and all that. Shout out to my HHDG family. That's the hip hop discussion group. Andre's a part of that. April 29th. If y'all are in the tri-state area or Philadelphia area, Delaware, April 29th at Amalgam Comics at Coffee House. Please come through. We're having our first live HHCG event. It's going to be a panel discussion with some hip-hop veterans hosted by me. It's going to be at Amalgam Comics at Coffee House, 2578 Frankfort Ave in Philadelphia. And then we're going to the Sophistafunk Party out in West Philadelphia for our after party. So if y'all are in the area, come through, say hi. Y'all can hit me personally on my Facebook page, facebook.com/SFACE5. That is SFACE, the number 5. Twitter, SF_ACE5. And that Instagram, you can find me at the_starting_5_podcast. And, you know, come rock with us, right? Because, again, we're a network for fans, by fans. And like I always like to say, get down with us while we're down because the ride up is going to be that much sweeter. And I almost forgot, you could also find this host, Imaj, on one of our episodes that we did last month, Women's History Month. I believe you were on the episode of Greatest Women's Athletes of All Time. So definitely
yes,
check the network out. Yeah, so come follow the network, please. Like, rate, subscribe us, and check your girl Imaj out talking sports. 2 hours with us. She did a job just as great as she does on this show.
Okay. Yay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yes, my bougie ass talks sports. I do. So, yes, I thank you so much for hanging out with us, and it has been a great pleasure. And for the next 30 minutes, we're just going to shoot the shit around here. So, next week, we will not be here. And at the end of the month, we're going to take about 2 weeks off because it's my motherfucking birthday, and I'm going places, and I got shit to do, and people's funds to put my butt on. So, What?
Here we go.
What I do?
Look at the whole thing that's making everybody laugh at you.
I'm just telling, I'm trying to give the announcement and before we end, this is the announcement. So we're out for 2 weeks, so we will see you guys at the beginning of May. So enjoy yourself, have a drink on me because it's my motherfucking birthday month, and yeah. And I ain't got no problem. Like, I've been out of control. I've been showing out. I don't care. Today I was good, though. I was good today up until about 5 o'clock. But, yeah. So we'll see you in May. And if you see me in the street, give me a drink. Tell me it's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. And I'm not going to tell the rest of it.
If you're the lucky guy, literally have the drink on her, like she said.
Right. Yeah.
So she can put her butt on you.
Yeah, so she can put her ass on you.
So she can put her ass on you.
Son. Y'all pray for somebody's son. Just pray for him. Keep him in your prayers. Keep him lifted up. And
you know what?
What not? What, girl?
I'm just saying.
Hey. Look. So, okay. So, as we round it out, so we have the most interesting conversations in our group chat. And these people ain't got good sense. I'm telling y'all, these people don't have a good sense. You would be amazed at half of the stuff that we come up with in our group chat. These conversations, are way more in depth than what y'all get. Y'all get some stuff here, but some of those conversations be in depth. But all I know is that sometimes I have conversations with them while I'm trying to watch documentaries about volcanoes. They know what I'm talking about. You just have to understand.
Jesus Christ.
But
not one edge in sight. Not
sight.
One. They all just abruptly left. They just left. They just said, fuck this shit. I'm going someplace else. Maybe they attached themselves to her pubic hair. I don't know. However,
okay, we're going to stop you there. You know what? Nope. This show is done for. We are in recorded time. No. We are going to have a good night. Everybody say good night. Everybody say good night.
Ooh.
Not her public, honey. But anyway,
her public. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus, thou shalt not.
Where did they go? They went. They left. They packed up their bags, and they left.
They just jumped ship.
Like they left.
Good night.
Good night.
I want everybody to have a good weekend. I will be celebrating tomorrow night at the Triad Old School Party. If you see me, buy me a drink, and I might give you a little dance. So, and everybody enjoy church.
All I'm
on
saying
Easter
is
Sunday,
we need to
even
make
though
a
y'all don't
know
no other time. I need you to go to church on Sunday because Jesus has risen. I'm going to need.
And pray for some answers.
Exactly.
Good night. Say good night to the code, everybody. Say good night.
Good night.
Good night.